This is the OTP 4D presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on Farm Bureau Health Plans making it easy to get the health coverage you need for less than you think. Visit FBHP.com. With Rhett Bryan and Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. We're glad to have you with us following the Titans' defeat yesterday at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. We jump right into first down. Amy Wells, your play that turned the game.
I think it was the Eagles' second touchdown. It came in the second quarter, and it came off of a A.J. Brown touchdown that was overturned. It turned out that it was not, in fact, a touchdown. He was out of bounds. But then on the very next play, he comes in and scores a touchdown anyway. It was a very deflating moment. It was a frustrating moment for the team, and it felt like the Titans really never regained their footing after that just series of events.
All right, so that's the play where he, quote-unquote, ran over Christian Fulton.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see it. I didn't even get a chance to see the replay because we were in the middle of calling the game at that point. From what you've seen after the fact, did Christian Fulton do anything wrong? Do we know?
I didn't see that he did anything wrong, but I don't
yeah, it's
don't
not
know.
Left up to me.
Yeah, I don't.
But I guess what I'm saying is, so in essence, A.J. Brown flattened him on the up and out going by, and that's where he got injured as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, could it have been a foul on A.J. Brown?
It was an aggressive play,
okay.
I will say. I always struggle anytime I think I see it one way, I'm wrong 100% of the time. Whatever I think is the official is going to call something else. But it was definitely a physical play. There was definitely contact. And, yeah.
What did you think Vrabel thought based on what he either said or didn't say? How did you interpret his comments in the press conference today from that?
I feel like he is kind of I feel like he's trying to be very careful in choosing his mm-hmm. words like I am right now. I got the idea that he thought that maybe it was a little more aggressive than what it was given credit for.
Okay.
That was just the feeling that I got from what he was not saying more than what he was saying.
All right. Rhett Bryan, your play that turned the game.
I'm staying with what Amy had because that's exactly what I had highlighted
wow.
and circled.
Whoa, you it's, highlight? Wow, Rhett, you're very fancy.
He has proof.
That is exactly what I would have picked right there because they overcame a couple of penalties and challenges that were reversed to put up a second score. And like you said on the broadcast, to add injury to insult in this thing, you lose Christian Fulton. And quite frankly, the Eagles never really looked back at that point.
It felt like, and in that series as a whole, there was the Mike Vrabel challenge was right around that time that he won. The Eagles had a tremendous amount of penalties. It felt like the ball was bouncing the Titans' way in a lot of different ways, a lot of ways that kind of don't happen all the time. And so you had the feeling leading up to that moment, this might kind of be one of those weird games. Everything about that game was just a little strange, especially in the beginning of the game. And so you felt like maybe this is going to be one of those weird games and the Titans pull it out and we all just kind of think, oh, that was weird, but let's keep going, you know?
Sure.
It felt like one of those weird games. And then those back-to-back couple moments, it was just deflating, and it felt deflating on the sidelines. Everyone was visibly frustrated, and to be that frustrated at that point in the game, not a great sign.
For me, it's the Dennis Daly jumping off sides in the second quarter on third and one at the 8. And the reasoning is not only did it drop you back to third down and 6, and you end up taking the sack and kicking the field goal, but the other part of it, let's say you make 1 yard. And you pick up the first down. How much clock are you going to be able to run at that point, you know, to put yourself in that position? And can you, you know, wind it down a little bit more? And then do you have the chance to obviously make it 14-14 right there, which is a ball game? So maybe the next Philadelphia drive looks a little different because you've eaten some more clock. Maybe they go score a touchdown. Maybe they don't. But the part of it to me is if you get that game to 14-14, it's very interesting. Even if you're down 21-14 at the half, it still has a totally different feel.
Because you're getting the ball back in the third quarter.
You're getting the ball back in the third quarter. But the whole thing to me was there are defining moments, which is why I have this sort of category as first down. There are defining moments where if you've watched enough football, you just know.
You feel it.
And when the Titans had to kick a field goal right there, you just knew. You just knew. It's 14-10. Yes, you're only down 4 points, but you feel like at that moment you've really lost something big. You've lost a chance to keep matching. And to me, that was a big deal. That was the big play in the ball game. Second down, the stat that grabbed your attention. Rhett Bryan gets to go first.
It's the Eagles with 67 yards on the ground rushing. 363 yards on the ground the previous week against the Green Bay Packers. And so they did complete about face, and they had 380, whatever it was, passing to just the 67 on the ground. That was what stood out to me in a reversal of fortune.
Yours? Do I have yours here, Amy?
Oh, I don't know. You took my sheet.
I know. I'm going to give it back. There you go.
I'm just kidding.
The stat that grabbed your attention.
The stat that grabbed my attention was that Derrick Henry rushed for an average of 2.7 yards per carry. That is low, and especially low for Derrick Henry and what he has been able to do. And that is not how the Tennessee Titans win football games. And this is now a back-to-back week problem, so it's time to get it fixed and not do that anymore.
Well, if you'll remember, mine last week was how many plays he played because they got in all those long yardage situations. It was 31 last week. This week, 30 plays. Offensively, you had nearly 60 snaps, and he only got 30 plays. So he got just over half of the plays. And again, that's not a complaint about how he's being utilized. It's not a knock on. It's how the game is dictating what his role is going to be. You're going to put Dontrell Hilliard in the ball game. And that's just because he's the better pass catcher and more of a threat to go pick up several yards. He can run more routes. There are more things that he can do. But if the Titans are going to win, Derrick Henry needs 30 touches, not just 30 plays. And it goes back to the, you know, not being able to run the ball very well. So now we're at halftime of the OTP 4D. And I'm once again introducing you to the new Dunkin' Rewards program. Rewards you can really use. Use them on free donuts, coffees, and breakfast sandwiches. Save them, stack them, use them however you want. America runs on Dunkin'. Terms apply.
I got more points this morning. I was checking to see how many I have now.
You're doing well?
I'm doing well.
All right, so you've got the interesting leadoff here on third down. Area where the Titans must improve from yesterday, Amy.
I need the Tennessee Titans to score touchdowns when they're in the red zone, and I also need them to get into the red zone a little bit more. So it's a twofer. It's so frustrating to me, the lack of touchdowns coming from instances where the Titans are in the red zone. I mean, in a lot of cases, you drive the ball all the way down there, may as well score.
Sure. Like,
it's frustrating to me. I know it's frustrating for this team, especially a team that early in this season was so productive in the red zone. I don't know what happened, but it needs to be fixed.
All right, Rhett.
For me, it's the protection of Ryan Tannehill. Six quarterback sacks is not going to get it done. I felt bad that there were times he barely had enough time to get the ball in his hands. And again, that's credit to the Eagles. I mean, they have the front. We talked about it all week last week, but have to protect the quarterback better.
Titans have got to do a better job making big plays on defense. Right now, you know, it's like they say in life, you want to be pitching and have the other person catching. Right now, the other team is pitching and the Titans defense is catching. And for several weeks, it was opposite. Mm-hmm. For several weeks, the Titans' defense was pitching, and the other team's offense was like, whoa, where are they coming from? How much of that is not having Danico Autry? And I think that may be a bigger factor than what's being talked about, because remember, it was just a few weeks ago we were saying the Titans were getting better pressure with a four-man rush than any team in the NFL. Well, that's clearly not happening right now. And DeNico is a big part of that. He had seven sacks. So, you know, hopefully he's on the way back sometime soon. But whomever it's going to be, you know, they've got to get there. And, you know, some guys have to tip a ball and intercept it or fall on a fumble. Bud Dupree had a play yesterday that stopped a drive with a sack. And, you know, they did recover the fumble. Philadelphia did. But at the same time, man, they need a strip sack. They need an interception return. They need some big plays to turn this thing around, because right now they're out there and they're battling, and, you know, they'll make a good play now and again, but then it's like they can't convert a third and 12. They got them backed up yesterday on multiple occasions, second and 15, and gave up conversions. Man, that's a group that just needs a big play right now. They need a break somewhere in all of that, and it generally requires one person stepping forward to make that happen.
Yeah, and the good news is that typically when that happens and someone makes that big play, those things tend to kind of come in bunches.
They do.
So it just, they need someone who can crack the shell a little bit, open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates.
We need bunches starting now.
Now would be good.
Now would be great.
Fourth down, your player of the game. Rhett gets to go first.
I'm going with tight end Chig Okonkwo. You're talking about a guy that's tracking very well. In the past two games, 7 for 103. And if I'm not mistaken, had an explosive play Sunday for 41 yards. Had another X play the week before. He seems to be working into this program, into this offense, in more than just a blocking fashion. And I do believe that is a good thing for this offense going forward. I like how he plays.
He played more snaps than any tight end yesterday. I cannot remember that happening. So I think they have more confidence in him because the tight ends have had to help a lot with blocking due to some of the problems in the offensive line with injuries and such. You know, that's the bottom line, is he's been in there. So I think he's going to continue to get the ball. I'm interested to hear yours, Amy, because I thought Okonkwo was the only one who really qualified.
Yeah, that was mine as well. So
that was mine as well.
Yeah, but another person that I just have been thinking about as we've been talking is a guy like Bud Dupree, who is continuing to show up, making plays. We all know he's not 100%. No one on this team is, but he's someone who has battled back from injury all season long, and he was able to play 62% of the snaps yesterday, which is a big accomplishment for him, because really he for 2 years has been battling just a series of injuries, and for him to, when he's on the field, be so productive. He's a guy you always have to account for, because you know that he's capable of being incredibly disruptive, and he's playing incredibly hard, and it seems like his body is starting to be on the same level of him and his want to, which is a really good thing.
All right, that's good stuff. The OTP 4D is presented by our great friends at Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on paying less for the coverage you need with Farm Bureau Health Plans. Get a quote today at FBHP.com. We're excited about Wednesday. Wednesday at noon, Tennessee Titans Mr. Football Awards will be handed out at Nissan Stadium. We started with 50 semifinalists, and then we got to 30 finalists, and we'll have the 10 winners Wednesday at noon. You could watch it at TennesseeTitans.com, and we hope you will.
It's the best day of the year.
It's the greatest day of the year, no doubt about it. For Rhett Bryan and Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us for the OTP
4D.